3 days, that's all it took for the global order to crack wide open. January 31st, 2026, India hosts 22nd Arab nations in New Delhi and signs a declaration that Western media ignores. The same week, Russia and China coordinate their responses to US military action against Iran. February the 5th, 2026, the last major nuclear arms control treaty between the United States and Russia expires. If you think these events are unrelated, you are missing the definitive transformation happening right now. The unipolar system is collapsing. A multinodal framework is rising. The nations of the global south, spearheaded by the BRICS Plus collective, are asserting their strategic and technological sovereignty. India is at the forefront of this shift. New Delhi is executing a bold foreign policy that prioritizes long-standing normative positions and economic independence over Western-led security paradigms. Here at Think BRICS, we trace the imperial networks seeking to destroy national sovereignty. While the mainstream media hides the truth, we expose it. Today, we are breaking down four pillars defining this geopolitical transition. First, the Delhi Declaration and the Palestinian question. Second, the Southern Axis versus Western trade claims. Third, the Russia-China-Iran security paradigm. And fourth, the expiration of nuclear arms control. Let's get into it. On January 31st, 2026, New Delhi hosted the second India-Arab Foreign Ministers meeting. This marked a strategic reset with the 22 member states of the League of Arab States. The resulting Delhi Declaration reaffirmed a commitment to a sovereign, independent, and viable Palestinian state, based on the pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. Now, here is what makes this significant. India and Israel have maintained one of the strongest strategic partnerships in the region: defense cooperation, intelligence sharing, technology transfers. The relationship has been a cornerstone of India's security architecture for decades. Yet India just sided with the Arab League on the Palestinian question. This is a contradiction that reveals how much the calculus has shifted. This move is significant for several reasons. First, strategic autonomy. By explicitly supporting the 2002 Arab Peace Initiative, India and the Arab League signaled a preference for established international law over the new logic of the US-led Board of Peace. India is choosing its economic future with the Arab world over its traditional alignment with Israel on this issue. Second, regional stability. The declaration focuses on upholding the sovereignty and territorial integrity of conflict zones like Sudan, Somalia, and Libya, rejecting external interference. Third, counterterrorism. For the first time, the Arab League collectively condemned the Pahalgam attack in April 2025 on Indian soil, adopting a zero-tolerance approach to cross-border terrorism. The declaration established a $500 billion trade target between India and the Arab world by 2030. That number matters when you look at what India is doing elsewhere. Here is where things get even more interesting. While the US administration has attempted to frame trade negotiations as a victory for America First policies, India has successfully cultivated a diverse portfolio of agreements that reduce its dependence on any single hegemon. Let's be clear about what happened with the US deal. President Trump announced on his Truth Social platform that he reached a trade deal with Modi. Trump claimed India agreed to three things. First, stop buying Russian oil and purchase from the US instead. Second, reduce Indian tariffs and non-tariff barriers against US goods to zero. Third, commit to buying over $500 billion worth of US energy, technology, agricultural, coal, and other products. In exchange, the US would reduce tariffs on Indian exports from 50% to 18%. Now, here is what Modi actually said. In his statement on X, Modi completely avoided mentioning a trade deal. He made no reference to stopping Russian oil purchases, no mention of the $500 billion commitment. He simply confirmed that made in India products will now have a reduced tariff of 18%. Indian officials have remained completely silent on Trump's specific claims. Why does this matter? 500 billion represents 85% of India's entire annual budget. India's total exports to the US in 2024 were 87 billion. Trump is claiming an increase of 1,150%. There are the major discrepancies in what the US announced versus what India confirmed. While Trump celebrates, India is already moving forward with alternative partnerships. India and Brazil are positioning themselves as a core axis of stability in the global south. This is anchored by the AI Impact Summit that will take place in February in New Delhi, which prioritizes social inclusion over corporate dominance. On January 27, 2026, Adani Aerospace and Defense signed a memorandum of understanding with Brazil's Embraer to assemble commercial regional jets in India, a pillar of the Make in India initiative. India has outpaced US interests through global diversification. India concluded the mother of all trade deals with the European Union on January 27, 2026, a deal with the UK on July 24, 2025, expected to increase trade by £25.5 billion annually, and a free trade agreement with New Zealand on December 22, 2025, providing 100% duty-free access for Indian exports. India secured zero duty access for 99% of its trade value to the European Union while resisting US pressure to abandon Russian energy. How does this diversified approach strengthen India's negotiating positions? Drop your thoughts in the comments. Before we continue, this channel depends on supporters to grow its size and influence. We are a small organization not funded by big money people or lobbyists. If you value this information, consider supporting us or subscribing to our Substack newsletter, so you do not miss out on key developments. Iran, China, and Russia formally signed a comprehensive strategic pact. This combines the three powers in a coordinated framework, aligning them on nuclear sovereignty, economic cooperation, military coordination, and diplomatic strategy. Officials in Tehran described it as a joint commitment to mutual respect, sovereign independence, and a rules-based international system that rejects unilateral coercion. This is not a mutual defense treaty like NATO Article 5, but it links three major powers in opposition to Western military dominance and economic coercion. The timing is critical. The US deployed a carrier strike group to the Middle East with threats of military action against Iran. On February 1, 2026, Russian Security Council Secretary Sergei Shoigu visited Beijing to coordinate responses with Foreign Minister Wang Yi regarding potential US regime change strikes. In mid-February 2026, the three nations will hold Maritime Security Belt 2026, their eighth annual joint naval exercise in the northern Indian Ocean, covering 17,000 square kilometers with advanced assets like the Chinese-type 052DL destroyer Tangshan and the Iranian forward-based ship Shahid Mahdavi. Iran now claims the protection of two permanent United Nations Security Council members. This represents a unified front against unilateral military interventions. But don't call it a BRICS coalition. At least, not yet. Continuing talking about nuclear, we can't avoid to claim that the international security environment has entered a volatile new reality. On February the 5th, 2026, the New START Treaty expired. This was the last major nuclear arms limitation agreement between the United States and Russia. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov stated that Moscow is prepared for a world without weapon limits. He noted that the United States showed no intention of renewing the agreement.
Breaking update. Hours after the treaty expired, Trump changed course. He posted on social media calling for a new treaty, not an extension of New START, but a new, improved, and modernized agreement. Trump said nuclear experts should work on something that lasts long into the future. He wants China included in any future deal. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed there is no temporary agreement with Russia to honor the old terms. So right now, there are zero.
What happens when the frameworks that maintained nuclear stability for decades disappear? We don't know yet. The old system was built on bilateral agreements between Washington and Moscow. That system assumed a world where those two powers dominated nuclear arsenals. The world has changed. China, India, Pakistan, and others have developed nuclear capabilities. A new framework would need to involve more parties with different interests. The question is whether such a framework gets built before or after a crisis forces it. The events of early 2026 mark a historical turning point. Diplomacy, economics, security, and nuclear policy are converging into a new architecture. The question is no longer whether the unipolar order will end, but what emerges in its place. Will sovereignty and mutual development prevail, or will resistance to this shift pull the world into deeper conflict? The answer depends on forces moving right now. Forces we must understand to navigate what comes next. Thanks for watching.